On the outside of y'all's house, did y'all have the boards that used to lap over each other like this? What did they call those kind of boards? You remember?
I don't know what they were called now.
Did you ever hear anybody call them weather boards?
Yeah, weather boarding, I believe, that's what.
And let's see, and the part of the house that covers the top of the house, what did they usually call that?
Shingles.
Mm-hmm. Or the things you put your shingles on, what did they usually call that?
What, you mean the covering?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it was covered with shingles.
Okay. And what did they usually call the thing that they'd nailed the shingles to up there, just to...
Weather stripping up. No, I don't remember what they call that.
They just call that the roof up there?
Huh?
Just call that the roof?
Yeah, call it the roof.
And let's see. If I ask you a different kind of question. If the door over there, say it were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell me to get up and do what? You might say, get up and what?
Close the door.
And let's see. Say you had... If you had the broom, I'll skip that. If you were doing some carpentry, say nailing a board in somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and did what to the nail? I
nailed it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes along the edge of the roof, they have little things that carry the water off. What did they usually call those things?
Valley tin, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they called.
And we talked about your house that you had. Did you have any other kind of buildings on the farm? What else would you have besides a house?
Well, you'd have a barn, outdoor toilet, chicken house.
And you mentioned your barn. I'll talk about each of these buildings. How large was your barn? What'd you usually keep in that?
Well, a mule and a mule feed, corn and hay. And
where would you keep the corn and hay? Any special place in the barn?
Yeah, they had a special place for them.
Whereabouts?
A special place then for the mule in a stall, and then you could turn him out in the lot and let him walk around.
And was your lot usually fenced in?
What fenced in?
The lot. Was that usually fenced in?
Yeah.
And did you have an upper part of the barn up there? Is that where you kept them?
The open front, like.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have did you have kind of an upper part up there where you kept the grain and the hay and stuff like that?
Yeah, they had what's called a, up in the loft.
Mm-hmm. Call it a loft. And your chicken house, how large was that?
I just wouldn't know. Something keep 50, 75 chickens in, I reckon, but I don't know what, I wouldn't know the size of it.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. And did you ever have a little separate things for keeping chickens, little small sheds or anything that chickens could run under out of the weather?
Yeah, I have a cover, they call it. Put the old mother hen in, but let it be where the little ones can run out. Put the feed in there and feed them, and they kept them that way for several days till they got big enough, old enough to keep up with the mother hen. And then she'd know where to go back to that night and be fed.
I see. Did you... ever have a separate little building maybe for storing wood or tools or anything like that? What would people usually call a building like that?
Storage room. Or...
And let's see. What were most of the houses made of back when you were a girl?
Just a wood.
And with any other kinds?
No, I don't remember seeing any other kind.
What about nowadays? What would most houses be made of?